because of the war. Do you hold the US president personally accountable for these rising costs?
Well, firstly, let's be a bit careful with the numbers because it all depends on how quickly we can resolve this. The single most important thing I can do is to do what I'm doing, bring countries together to get de-escalation and get the strait open. In terms of, where the blame lies, it's Iran that has caused the restriction on traffic and vessels through the Gulf, and they're doing that in breach of international
law. But the US and Israel started the war.
Well, look, we, the United Kingdom, were very clear that we weren't going to get dragged into this war, and we're not. But equally, we have been involved in defensive action, protecting British lives and British interests in the region.
You can't lay all the responsibility on Iran when the US and Israel went into this without a clear plan of action of how to finish it. So do you not put any of the responsibility at the door of the US administration for the kind of increased costs that you're talking about this morning that ordinary British people are facing?
Yeah, well, two things there. Firstly, the increased costs are largely because of Iran's actions in closing or partially closing the Strait of Hormuz.
So which is in retaliation to the US and Israeli intervention.
But I mean, I'm not going to get involved in that. In terms of the decisions that I've made as the British Prime Minister in the British national interest, which is where I've focused and anchored all my decision has been very clearly that whatever the pressure, and there's been some considerable pressure, we're not getting dragged into the war. The UK is not getting dragged in. That's not in our national interest because I'm not going to act unless there's a clear lawful basis and a clear thought through plan. But equally, I recognise that where British lives are at risk, and they have been at risk in the Middle East and in the Gulf states, it's my responsibility to protect those British lives. Well, that's the distinction that I've drawn, and that's the one
understand.
I'm going to stick with because that's the values and principles that I think are most important in this. We must hold on to British values and British principles.
But at the moment, my
focus is on getting the strait open.
But we are basically looking on from the sidelines. There's very little that the UK can do as a country to influence what happens.
Just challenge that because actually I've had the shipping industry, the finance industry, the insurance industry into Downing Street to have a discussion. And they're clear we can play a part, the political and diplomatic route, bringing countries together. 30 plus countries now have been brought together by the Foreign Secretary 2 weeks ago. Our military planners are discussing this. So actually those in the sector who want the strait open are asking us and recognising what we're doing to try and bring countries together to resolve this. And I think we must.
Well, let's see
we're not spectators.
Let's see what happens there.
We're doing our best to open the strait.
But